Association and IndieBirth.com. No material on this podcast should be considered medical advice. Birth is not a medical event.
Welcome to IndieBirth series of podcasts here on iTunes, Taking Back Birth. Hi everyone, Maren here as usual with a really interesting and fun topic today. So most of you have been listening to these podcasts for quite a while, a couple of years, and you know that when I started them, it was mainly because I was reflecting on my own journey through my seventh pregnancy, and that journey really took me down the road of focusing inward, not looking to the outside to tell me what was going on or how my baby was, but strengthening my own inner voice, my own truth, my own intuition. And so I've tried to share that throughout the years with all of you, and I think today is just another stop on this journey of how do we, especially when we're pregnant and about to birth or become a mother, how do we learn more about ourselves? How do we access that inner knowing, that inner voice that we know we have? I think most of the women listening, although we're at various stages of maybe mothering or choices in birth, listen because there's something that strikes them about this information, and it's that inner knowing. It's that connection when you hear certain things that you know you know. And again, I think today's a great example of that. So I want to share with you today a wonderful speaker and master energy alchemist, who I will introduce in a minute. And my goal and her goal, I know, is just to use this information to connect with yourself and your pregnancy and what we do know as women. So today I welcome Akasha Ann Bellevaux. She is, as I said, a master energy alchemist and sound intuitive. She mentors spiritual seekers in the art of vibrational alignment and practical self-awareness so that they can create passionate, joyful lives grounded in their truth. She ignites transformation in others through the Sacred Sound Awakening, a guided transmission of divine light through awakened voice, singing bowls, and Celtic harp. Anne supports women on their journey of pregnancy, birth, and parenthood to rediscover their authentic voice, to relearn how to know and trust the powerful truth within them, connect with their own inner guidance, and speak and act from this place of profound knowing. From this place of greater confidence and clarity, we become empowered as mothers to truly conscious choices for our birthing and parenting and reclaim pregnancy and motherhood as a sacred rite of passage. Anne is a homeschooling, home birthing mother of two amazing boys who teach her every day about how to trust the trust within us and what it really means to be connected with our authentic voice. She lives with her husband and sons in a little yellow farmhouse in Norwich, Connecticut. What a great intro, Anne. I'm so glad to have you on today to talk about all this exciting stuff.
Oh, thank you. I'm just so honored to be here.
Yeah. We were chatting, of course, before we started this podcast, and we have so much in common, obviously, as I just went through Anne's bio. But we just want to kind of start with the basics here, Anne, before we let you loose and have you give some demonstration of this sacred sound. What are we talking about here today? What is sacred sound? What is sound therapy? Just lay it out there.
Yeah, well, it's a great question and a really great place to start. And I really want to talk about this in a very simple way, because sound is vibration. And as most of you listening know, this whole world is made of vibration, is made of energy. And so the sound that we create creates a shift within our own body and being. And so when we use sound intentionally, there's an opportunity to create greater harmony in our body, our mind, our emotions. And so the whole field of sound therapy is sort of based on this premise that you can create greater harmony and equanimity within a person through sound. And I think this is really powerful because while there's an opportunity to receive sound from others and receive benefit from that through the environment of harmonious sound that they create, each of us also owns our own sound. And sound is therefore a vehicle for us to connect with our own vibration, with our own energy, and to be able to affect that kind of harmonious change and deeper connection within ourselves.
So did you start doing this or exploring this before your pregnancies, or were you able to explore kind of how sound affected your intuition during pregnancy?
Well, my journey with sound began before my pregnancies. But so I had been, you know, a singer and a musician throughout my childhood and young adulthood. And I was on the journey of being a healer and energy worker and just starting to explore the power of sound in that field when I became pregnant with my first son. And in that experience of the birth itself, I really experienced a profound understanding, or maybe understanding is not even the right word, a profound experience of sound. You know, all of you who have birthed, I know, will know what I'm talking about. When you're in that birthing world, it's a completely different state of being, state of mind. And so I had this heightened awareness, and I did I made a lot of sounding through my birth, and a lot of those, you know, real low tones that go deep into the pelvic region. And as I was, you know, just kind of naturally, I didn't do it because somebody told me to or because I had been taught to, I just in my birthing process was naturally making these sounds. I could actually feel that as I shifted pitch, or as I moved with my sound, that it was creating a change in my body. I could feel the baby descend. I could feel my own, you know, any kind of anxiety or fear that might have been rising up in me. It would just settle as I opened into the sound. And so I experienced how powerful that sound was. And then, you know, the journey just kind of unfolded from there through my two pregnancies. And then in my work as a healer, I didn't get any specialized sound healing training. I know there's lots of them out there, but when I began this journey, there wasn't very much of that available, and it evolved on its own. I feel actually that the sound and the energy, that divine energy that comes through our sound was what taught me, that it taught me itself how to work with sound. It guided me and had helped me to understand what was happening and how the sound could create this harmony and ease within us.
Yeah. I love the example you gave, and I was wondering if you would give that example just of using sounds in birth, just so that the people listening already understand that this isn't something that's reserved for experts. Although you do have training in sound therapy, as a pregnant woman learning to use her body for sound and working with her own intuition, it's just as natural as the sounds we make during birth. So I think that's a really cool thing for people to feel that If they've had a baby, they certainly know what that feels like. And it's very intuitive. You're not planning the sound you make or, you know, anything like that. You're just working with your body.
Absolutely. And you're following and trusting and going with that, you know, that the guidance of that wisdom of your own body, mm-hmm. which is deeper than thought. Mm-hmm. It's beyond some analysis.
Yeah, it's primal,
and that's
really
what sound takes us to. And I think that's one of the things that's especially powerful for us in our society that tends to be so intellectual, analytical, in our heads mm-hmm. all the time. Mm-hmm. Sound is a vehicle to take us to that place of deeper connection beyond the intellect, beyond language. And it's a place that many people have been trained out of. It's a place that a lot of people aren't familiar with and are sometimes uncomfortable with. Mm-hmm. And it is a place that birth always takes us mm-hmm. to. Mm-hmm. And it's one of the reasons why I feel that the journey of pregnancy and birth is such an incredible opportunity for our own, I guess you could say personal growth, but I want to say it in a different way, like our deepening of our own experience of who we truly are. Mm-hmm. There's an opportunity to really deeply connect with ourselves, that a door that's opened during pregnancy and birth. And it's, I think, one of the most incredible gifts that we can ever receive. Mm. And I think that working with sound is similar, and that working with sound during pregnancy and birth facilitates our ease and our comfort in being able to go to that deeper place beyond language, that place of core knowing.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah, that's beautifully said. I think beyond language is a perfect way to illustrate the state that we want to be in during birth. You know, we talk here at Indie Birth a lot about the hormones and the physiological process, and that's exactly what we're describing as well, which is there is all of these, you know, all these things going on under the surface, and they don't require that thinking brain. They require us to access the part of ourselves that is the emotional center. And so this really fits yeah. right in. And so now, of course, I think the natural question is, I'm wondering, how do we do this during pregnancy? How do we start? And, you know, what are the benefits? Obviously, we've covered a few. But, you know, I was thinking already about different things that come up during people's pregnancies, anxiety, depression, just the normal, or we see them as normal, emotional roller coasters, hormonal changes that leave lots of women feeling like they're not connecting very well with themselves. So how can they start in pregnancy? How can they get started learning and doing this?
Yeah. So really you're asking a sort of two questions, which are, what are the benefits of doing this and how do I do it?
Yes.
So I'll start with the benefits and then we'll can go on to that question of how, and I'll just give you all the super easy sneak peek on the how. It's very easy and you all already know how to do it. So don't worry about that part.
See, my brain wants to know too. My brain wants to know how. What's the method here? I want to know.
Yeah, you know, I wish I had some complicated 12-week process that I could charge thousands of dollars to teach you, but actually it's really simple and you all already know how to do it.
Wonderful.
And it's just about relearning how to connect with ourselves. And I'll expound on that. And I will give you some, you know, some specific things that you can work within. But really the underlying thing is that it is natural to the human body to make sound and to be present with ourselves. So it's only that we've adopted habits other than that would cause us to believe that this is some kind of strange and difficult thing that is relegated to the realm of professionals who've trained for years.
Right.
It's just not so.
Right.
So looking at the benefits, you know, there's many, many things, of course, that we could talk about. But I think the simplest thing is that working with sound gives us a powerful point of focus to connect deeply with our present moment experience without activating the analytical language part of the brain. And so why then the natural question, of course, is why is that beneficial? So the reason why this is so helpful is because several things happen when we become actually present. So what I mean by present is that we are feeling and we are engaged right now with whatever our experience, whatever feelings, sensations are moving within us. So when we are engaged in that way, there's a cascade of things that happen. So there's a shift in the nervous system. We automatically move from the sympathetic mode of the nervous system, which is that fight or flight mode, the stress mode of the nervous system that unfortunately a lot of people in our society live in. Mm-hmm. And it shifts from that, naturally shifts into the parasympathetic mode, which is the mode where all healing and cellular repair happens. And that's the relaxation mode of the nervous system. So what does that mean? It means when we become present in that way, our heart rate slows down, our breath deepens, we get better coordination and flow of all the fluids in our body. There's a natural physiological healing response. And on an emotional level, what that means is that we begin to relax and the anxieties and the worries and the tensions begin to soften and melt. And the deeper understanding of what's happening here is that in the moment that we are fully present and engaged and not offering resistance to that, we're not analyzing it, we're not trying to fix it, we're not trying to do something, we're just being. We're just breathing. Mm-hmm. What's happening there is that our vibration is raising. And when our vibration raises, we begin to access more of our natural resources. So when the vibration raises, not only do we begin to emotionally feel better, but we have access to greater clarity, greater insight. We see greater perspective. We see possibilities that we didn't see before. We have more energy, physical vitality. So more of the best of us is available. So this is a hugely beneficial state. And it's a state that many of us find elusive. And for those people who have found meditation to be challenging because their mind races, you may find that working with sound is so much easier because it gives you a really wonderful point of focus. Mm. It gives a place for your mind to direct. And because, as we spoke about before, sound takes you to a place beyond language, you're kind of, it's like it short circuits your brain from that analytical thinking mode into that mode where you're more settling in and rooting into your experience. Yeah. So it's going to really support in reducing physical tensions, reducing anxiety, and it's going to give rise to greater clarity, greater insight into, you know, if there's challenges or things that are, you know, sort of rough spots that you're having in your pregnancy. It's going to support you in accessing the solutions and answers that you're looking for.
Yeah, and I can't help but think as well, what a wonderful experience for the baby too, to, you know, get that time, get that oxytocin flowing, you know, when they're developed enough to hear sound to, you know, get that effect. I'm sure you'll talk more about that, but really just sounds like a really, really wonderful thing for them as well.
Well, absolutely. And I'm glad that you brought that up because that is the other huge benefit I feel, particularly when we're pregnant, is that it gives this really great way to connect. Mm. So, you know, you know, it's funny, right? There's a lot of conversation about how do we connect with our baby. But to me, what's very funny about that is that we are never not connected to that baby. Yeah. So it, you know, it's like one of these cosmic jokes, right? And so really when we're talking about being connected to our baby, what we're talking about is actually being able to experience the connection with our baby that is already happening.
Exactly.
So it's exactly. The way I like to think about it is like radio waves. Mm-hmm. So the radio waves to 97 FM, they're always going. And if your radio's off, you're not going to hear that. And if you're tuned to, 1040 AM, you're not going to hear 97 FM because you're not tuned to that station.
Yeah.
So when we work with sound in this intentional way to give us an opportunity to ground into the present moment, it's like tuning our dial to the station where our baby is. Because I am telling you, that baby is always in that present moment.
Mm-hmm.
They're right there waiting for us.
Yeah.
And sound, correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe that sound is the first sense that awakens in the developing baby, and that it's very, very early on, within the first weeks.
Mm.
I don't remember now the exact stats on that, but it's very early on. And so the sound that you're creating, that baby can hear, but the baby can also feel it. And you'll notice as we, explore this a little bit more, and we actually, hear some sounds, and I encourage you to play around with some sounds, that it's not only, when we talk about sound, it's not just the sound that's coming in through our ears when we hear it back.
Mm.
It's the sensation in our body of the vibration.
Right.
Right? So the baby is feeling that. And so you're giving this opportunity for that deep connection, that way of being really present.
Yeah. Yeah.
With your child.
Yeah, that's wonderful. I mean, I think being connected to ourselves in pregnancy is obviously super important. And like you said, it seems super obvious that we're already connected to the baby. But I feel like just talking to women as they prepare for birth, many women with traumatic birth histories planning for a subsequent birth, and what they really desire is that connection to the baby. And, they're not figuring out in a way how to get it. And of course, I think a lot of that is based on what you've already said, is we think we have to think our way through that. And this is just completely not that. So I don't know. I say that with just lots of hope for the women out there that are struggling, because I think that connection with the baby is really, to me, the most important thing, meaning that that's how we navigate our way through a labor without someone else telling us what to do, because we get the information first. We are so in tune, with this baby, that we are the first to know. And just like the bigger picture of birth, meaning our attachment and parenting, the same goes with that connection in pregnancy, that it's not just even the birth, it's affecting that connection to this person for the rest of our lives. So how cool is that?
Yeah, well, I mean, and that is worth underscoring, that our relationship with our child in pregnancy sets a foundation for
exactly.
The whole rest of our lives. And I want to touch on something that you also said, which I think is really, really important. And so I want to say to any of the women out there who are finding it challenging to connect with their child, that I really want to say, even though we're sort of laughing about how funny that is, that that's a challenge, I don't mean to belittle that, because that is actually a very real challenge, mm-hmm. and it's not your fault that it's a challenge. So I want to just say that in our society, we have been trained away from trusting our own guidance system.
Sure.
We have been trained to distrust our own knowing, and we have been strongly encouraged and even demanded to cultivate habits that have us be constantly in that analytical stress mode for so long, for so many years, that now when we start to question, I'm not sure that this is really working out for me, being able to just drop in and connect, which is was so natural to us when we were a toddler, is really kind of hard to figure out how to do. So I just want to say that it's really not your fault. Like, we've been conditioned. We've had a conditioning in this society. And what's nice to know is that there are really simple ways to start to cultivate some of these new habits of deep connection with ourselves. And what's nice to know about those new habits is that we don't need to be doing it all the time. It doesn't need to be difficult. And one of the reasons for this is because our natural state is to be connected. Our natural state is to experience our own core knowing. And so it's like water wants to flow downhill. As soon as we start to lean in that direction, there's so much momentum within us to help carry us into deeper and deeper connection and greater ease of that connection in more ways that we find that connection is facilitated.
Yeah, I agree. And I think the only thing that is required, at least from my perspective, is just being open to this as a possibility. Not that anyone has all the answers. And even if you feel like, you know, you can connect and you do use your intuition, there is always room for growth. You know, there's always room for more and a deeper connection. So I think this really applies to everybody, no matter where they are, just being open to that, especially as women, this intrinsic knowledge, which is technically what intuition is very valid. And we have to start to believe, like you said, that we can operate like that and just slowly find our way and kind of detach from this analytical, you know, voice that wants to run the show.
Yeah, and that intuition really is our greatest resource as parents.
Yeah.
You know, because there's no one at 3 o'clock in the morning when your child is, you know, having whatever experience they're having, the nightmare or they're sick or whatever. You know, it's your intuition that's gonna guide you in those moments. You can't call up some professional and pick their brain about their research for the last 10 years about these types of things. You know, like, that shit doesn't work.
Right.
No. You've got to trust a deeper place, and there's so much more ease and confidence for us as parents when we start to have more connection with that place of intuition. And, you know, sound is just one way. There's, of course, many, many ways and vehicles for that connection. But sound is one that I think many people aren't as familiar with. And it's one that in pregnancy and birthing is especially powerful. Like we talked about in the very beginning, it's really very common, and you hear about it a lot, women using sound just naturally in their birthing process. And I think that it's a great tool, very simple, easy tool that all women should know about and can, you know, explore and play around with.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. And I'm going to go out on just a little limb too and say that I think the babies that are coming in, these souls that are coming in, are really requiring us to find ways to raise our vibration. That's been my experience, you know, just personally, and even with the women that I work with, is I really think they're asking us, you know, to do this work. So I'm glad there's something as simple and as natural as this to learn about. How fabulous.
Yeah. Well, and what you just touched on is a whole subject we could go on for quite some time. But I, you know, in my work, I'm really working with people who are on a path of awakening.
Right.
And so I am seeing the exact same thing. So, you know, as many of you listening know, you know, we're in this time of awakening. There is a huge expansion of our consciousness happening. And the souls who are coming in are already up to speed with that higher consciousness. Mm-hmm. And so birth has always been this way, but more than ever, birthing, pregnancy, mothering is a sacred path of awakening, and it is calling us to a new level of consciousness. And that's a wonderful thing. And on that path, it can sometimes be rocky as we're scrambling to get up to speed with this high vibe little baby that's here to teach us all about it. And it's wonderful to have really simple and powerful tools to help us with that. And so the sound has really been my special vehicle. It's been the gift for me that's really supported me in opening to those heightened levels of consciousness and deeper levels of connection within myself with others.
Yeah, that's so beautiful. Okay, so let's see if we can experience this at all through this podcast, if possible. Can we do a little demo to maybe release some stress for the people listening, or connect, or whatever you decide, however this needs to go?
Absolutely. So I want to start with just answering a little bit of that question, how do we do it?
Okay.
And then I'm going to demonstrate for you how I do it.
Okay.
Which is not going to be exactly the way you do it. And that's perfect.
Sounds like birth.
Isn't that strange? So I'm glad that you said that, because I feel that working and exploring with sound in this way can actually be a wonderful way of kind of preparing us for birthing, because it's about learning how to simply surrender and trust in ourselves, right? And to follow our own inner intuition. And so here's the complicated process. Get ready, get out your pens and paper. Open your mouth and you let the sound come out. There's no more. That's really it.
Yeah.
It's so simple. Okay. So what we're talking about is simply connecting with ourselves. And so when we're going to take a nice deep breath, and then we're just going to allow the sound that wants to come out. Now, what happens for a lot of people is that there's immediate inhibitions that come up.
Mm-hmm.
Is it going to sound bad? Is it going to be out of tune? We've heard all kinds, you know, we've got this, we've got mute in our society. We've got music up on a pedestal. It's the realm of professionals. They're musicians. I'm not musician. You know, they can make the right sound, which means there must be a wrong sound, which I don't want to make, you know? So I'm just here to tell you to get over that, because there is no right or wrong sound in these sounds. They're not all going to sound pretty. And in the process of exploring your own sound, exploring your own feeling, exploring your own connection with yourself, making quote unquote mistakes, or because of course there aren't any, having sounds come, so I'm going to say it in a different way, having sounds come out that you didn't expect or anticipate is the most incredible experience. Because you're going to find that you make sounds that you never knew that you could make. You're going to make strange sounds. And so the thing is, this is a wonderful example of that great spiritual truth that it's not about the outcome, it's about the process. Because this is about being present. This is about engaging. This is about feeling. And as we are doing this, what's happening is that we are allowing the energy, the vibration of who we are, to move. And when we're doing that without any of that analysis and is it right and is it wrong and how does that sound, when we're letting go of all of that, we aren't adding resistance. And when no resistance is added, that means our vibration is skyrocketing, which means we're accessing all of the resources of who we are. The tensions are melting away. We're opening to that space where the solutions and the clarity and the insight and the love and the creativity all lives within us, right? So the only rule here, if there is any rule, is to simply not be hard on yourself. There's no right or wrong way to do this. And I really encourage you to take this in the spirit of, kind of adventure and exploration. Be curious about your sound. And the way I think about it is that as I, so I'll give you a demonstration in a moment. But, as I'm allowing the sound to come through, I'm listening to the sound and I'm following the feeling. I'm just, and so I don't know a better way of saying this, right? Mm-hmm. I'm just following my own feeling and I'm following what feels good. Mm-hmm. And so sometimes I may make a sound and it may feel good, so I may repeat that. Or I may follow that and let it get quieter, or maybe it goes deeper, or maybe it goes higher. And this is something, I started doing this intuitively in energy healing sessions, and now it's become something that I do in concert form, and I do it in all different kinds of formats. And it's, this is something that I've cultivated over many, many years. But it really is, even though I've cultivated it over many, many years, it's not any more complicated than what I just explained to you. And so this is something all of us have made sounds. If you, any of you have infants at home, do you notice?
It's so fascinating.
Playing with sound.
It just makes me, this sounds so basic, but at what point in our life do we just stop making sound? It just hit me like how strange that really is.
Yes, it's the point at which we allow enough of that conditioning to come in to believe that there is a right and a wrong thing to say.
Yes, especially
right
as women,
sound.
Right.
And so this, I'm going to sort of little like footnote here. This is an ultimate antidote to unworthiness.
Mm.
Okay, that's a very bold claim, but I'm going to make it anyway because what we're really talking about here is moving beyond this place. We're in this constant assessment of whether we're good enough or we're right or wrong or, how are we valuable enough? Are we worthy? This is the place where we drop deeper than that soup of mental analysis. And we just drop into that place beyond language of our own knowing. That's the place where the sound comes from.
So wow, that's really touching, Anne. That's really touching. I almost don't have words for how that makes me feel. Although superficially, I can say that I feel like a light bulb really did just go off as far as women holding back in labor. And you think of how sound is associated and how we are taught to, hold it in and not be loud and not access that raw primal part of ourselves. And I really see even just this little glimpse of how this might really, really help somebody if they're able to access this during their pregnancy, how this could really, really allow them to be themselves during their birth.
Yes. And to trust that place of feeling and to follow that.
That's amazing. Wow. Okay.
Yeah. So I'm going to invite all of you listening to get in a comfortable place. So if you're washing the dishes or something, maybe just take a moment and pause. And I'm going to allow some of the sacred sounds to flow through for you. And so as you are listening to the sounds, this in itself is a vibrational attunement. It supports that opening and that deepening of connection with ourselves. Okay. And then we can talk a little bit more about it afterwards. The thing I want you to know is that whatever, I have no idea what sound is going to come out of my mouth. I'm not planning anything. Those of you who may be familiar with methods of sound healing, who associate certain pitches with certain chakras and certain, intervals with certain types of vibrational shifts, I personally don't hold with any of that, although I think that there's some reason why, it's not that those things, there aren't some truth behind them. I think there's a bigger truth way beyond that, which is the sound that comes forth from that deep core place within us is the perfect sound to be the energy that is flowing. And as we allow that sound to flow through, it facilitates our own connection. And it facilitates a higher and higher frequency and consciousness within us. Okay? So just give yourself a moment to close your eyes and allow in a nice deep breath. Just allowing in a nice slow breath. Just noticing any sensations in your body. Breathing into your body. Breathing into the silence after the sounds. It's so sweet. That place of core connection with ourselves is where we experience our profound sensation of love. And so this is really a resonance attunement to that pure love of our own essence. And as you explore your own sound, without judgment, without analysis, in an attitude of openness and curiosity, it is this radical expression of love for yourself, such a sweet experience of actually actively loving yourself, being present with yourself. And as we do this while we're pregnant, we are being in that space of unconditional love and non-judgment with our baby. And I can't think of a better environment for our babies to be basking in than that pure love of our own being.
What a gift. Thank you so much for sharing this gift with us today.
Oh, it's my pleasure and my honor. And it always takes me to that place beyond words.
Yeah, I agree. I was able to feel the sound since I have some earphones in. And that was really profound. I don't really have words for it, but I can only imagine that making your own sound would just even increase that vibratory feeling. And, you know, what I just feel is so perfect about you sharing this is that it's just another reflection of our power, you know, and we want to talk about that every chance we get here when it relates to pregnancy and birth and mothering and just life, that we have everything we need. And I just absolutely am like intrigued by this whole subject now because it's coming from us. I mean, it's source, it's God, it's whatever you want to call it, but it's being manifested in us just the way, you know, the natural process of birth is.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much. Can you please let our listeners know where they might find you or contact you or where they can learn more?
Absolutely. So, you know, in the spirit of this, I'm a very simple person. And so I really like direct contact. So I really invite you just to email me.
Great.
And we can chat.
Great.
So my email is just my name, Anne Bellevaux. So AnneBellivaux at gmail.com. And if you'd like to see some videos or hear about events that are happening, you can go to my Facebook page, which is just facebook.com/AkashaAnneBellevaux. And you can look that up and you'll find on there, I've got a number of clips on YouTube that are linked on that Facebook page. And you can also message me from there. And then, you know, we can hop on the phone and have a conversation and see how I can support you and, you know, just answer any questions you might have and support you on your own journey with sound. And I had a thought in the pause, and I just wanted to take a moment to add this. As you're exploring your sound, I want to offer a couple of tips about places that you might start. Would this be helpful?
Yes.
Because I think I know, you know, so super simple is great, but sometimes super simple feels overwhelming and oh my God, what does that mean? So if any of you are having that feeling, here's some ideas. I just want you to take these ideas and understand that they are not rules. So right. Please take them in the spirit of fun things to play with. So if you're finding that when you open your mouth, no sound wants to come out because the trained insecurities are, you know, coming up so intense, you don't know what sound or you don't know how to let the sound out. Here are some things that you can do. So one thing you can do is play with vowels. These are all like basic, you know, these are the basic ways that we make sound. I mean, or you could spend a little time listening to your infant and copy them. and just so play around with vowel sounds. And just, and so when I say play around, what I mean is listen and feel. How does it feel? Do any of them light up for you? Do any of them feel especially good? If when you're making the sound, it feels really great, then keep doing that and follow that and explore that and play with it. You know, make it a little different. Okay, what's, you know, and I don't mean to analyze it. I don't mean, when I go up and down like that, it gives me a tingling feeling at the back of my throat. That must, I don't mean that. What I mean is, it's funny that we have to parse these things out, but let's
well,
be real
do.
here,
Yes.
because our analytical brain wants to go there, and
Sure.
we're like, so what's happening in this process? And so I really invite you, when those analytical thoughts are happening, that we say, thank you very much for sharing, and that you go back to your feeling. Notice your sensation, and it's really just as simple as what's feeling good? What am I liking? Or even if something feels bad, there's nothing wrong with that. It doesn't mean, oh, stay away from that sound. You know, don't ever make that ee sound again. You know, that's not what that means. But it's simply an experience. It's simply information. It gives you... So this is intuition training here, right? This is about how to feel, to connect with that place. So you're just following this. You can allow the sound to be a vehicle for the exploration of your own intuition. And then I encourage you to trust in the sound. Like, you can't get it wrong. There is no wrong sound. You're just exploring here. So there's no right or wrong. You're not going to, because any of you who are, you know, energy nerds out there like me, FYI, you are not going to screw up your vibration doing this. You're not going to activate negative energies. All of that is a bunch of hogwash. Okay. That is not going to happen. The only thing that is going to happen is that your vibration is going to raise as you become more and more present, as you let go of all of those analytical thoughts, and you just simply be and feel and notice and play. That is going to be beneficial to your whole energy system and therefore to your whole physiology. So there's nothing in here that you can do wrong or cause any harm to yourself in any way. You're absolutely safe to play and explore and get to know your own inner feeling. The sound is a vehicle. It's your authentic voice speaking to you from that deep place.
Yeah. And what's more perfect than that, really, when we, you know, think about people in pregnancies not able to use their voice speaking wise, right? To talk about their choices or to say what they really want. Here's a great way to just really literally start practicing your inner voice.
Exactly. And it really does start to give rise quite quickly to having greater clarity about who you are, what you want, what you know, seeing possibilities and opportunities, and that deepening of our own empowerment that allows us to make the choices and have the courage to make those choices in our lives that we are really wanting. And sometimes, you know, we're not even aware of what those choices are because we're not connected with that place of knowing. We're operating an automatic pilot, or we're reactionarily choosing things in our lives out of fears and old programming. And this really shakes us up, frees us from those, you know, habits of beliefs, and allows us to authentically connect with what we really feel and what we really know right now. And it provides, you know, not only the foundation for greater intuition and empowerment in our birthing, as we've talked about, but it really does set a tone in our parenting and in our whole lives for a greater experience of worthiness, confidence, and empowerment to really be who we are. You know, a lot of the women I work with, they'll describe this feeling of not really being able to be comfortable in their own skin, not okay with who they are, and they can't even really describe what that means, but there's some way that they're always holding back and afraid of the judgments of themselves and the judgments of others. And this process supports us in meeting ourselves in that non-judgmental space of love and discovering who we really are, and then being able to bring that forward and express that in our lives, in our relationships with our children. And it's just such an amazing journey. It has absolutely, absolutely changed my life. And I'm so excited for all of you listening to just kind of explore this. This is one of your natural resources.
Yeah, it's absolutely wonderful. And thank you for being an amazing resource to, you know, talk with people and get them started on this journey. You know, I think we could talk all day just because there are so many similarities. You know, I think this is going to change, like you said, our seeing ourselves as valuable, which in turn changes our births, it changes our children, and it changes our world. So I just yes. love that you've presented this. I love taking that, you know, really big picture view and talking about these really important things that are going to change our future. So thank you so much, Anne. This has been just fabulous. I hope everybody enjoyed this and, again, can take advantage of Anne's contact info and her resources. So thanks again. Thanks for listening. Be sure to check out the indiebirth.com site for new classes and webinars, as well as the 5-week class that's on there. It's an online course, podcast, blog post, you name it. So have a great day, everybody. Thanks so much.
Bye-bye. Thank you.